This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Hong Kong police made the first arrest Wednesday under the new national security law imposed by China's central government. A man and a woman holding Hong Kong independence signs were arrested in two separate incidents, and at least 70 people protesting were arrested after riot police fired a water cannon and pepper spray to break up a crowd. The protesters had gathered in the city's Causeway Bay, and police say they were charged with unlawful assembly and violation of the new national security law. The law took effect on the 23rd anniversary of Britain's handover of Hong Kong to Beijing. City authorities had banned the annual rally marking the anniversary, citing risks of the coronavirus pandemic. The new law, approved and signed by President Xi Jinping, calls for the central government to establish a national security office in Hong Kong aimed at confronting subversion of state power, terrorism, separatism, and collusion with foreign forces. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson responded Wednesday, saying China's new security law over Hong Kong violated the city's high degree of autonomy and threatened freedoms and rights protected by the 1984 Joint Declaration. He also said the UK has made clear that it will introduce a new route for those with British national overseas status to enter the country. The World Health Organization said Wednesday, nations who fail to use every mechanism available to combat the still raging new coronavirus will struggle to beat it. Right now, there are more than 10.5 million total confirmed cases worldwide, with nearly 2.7 million of them in the hardest-hit country, the United States. More than 512,000 people around the world have died from COVID-19, nearly 128,000 of them in the United States.